Okay, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Leslie Miller. I'm a Philadelphia lawyer for over three decades, and I think it's fair to say a civic leader.
Leslie, thank you for being part of Inspired By. I wanted to start by asking you how your career began and how that first job of yours prepared you for the work that you do today.
My career began as the daughter of a lawyer, quite frankly. My father practiced until the age of 89, so I was fortunate to have a mentor in him. And although I didn't pattern my work life after him, certainly he was an influence on my decision to go on to law school after graduate school and begin my career path as a practicing lawyer in Philadelphia with a law firm. It was a law firm where I was one of the first two women, where I became the first woman partner, where I endured, I think it's also fair to say, a number of obstacles along the way, obstacles that I think, unfortunately, still exist for women in the workforce. So those first 10 years with that law firm, which I subsequently left and went on to a more lightened environment, I think trained me very well in dealing with the realities of professional life.
What was the toughest obstacle you had to overcome?
I think it was just an inherent bias against a woman and her ability to do the same work as a man. And the necessity of working twice as hard many times to prove that that was just an unwarranted view and to demonstrate that I was as desirable, if not more desirable, when it came to choosing a member of a team and ultimately giving solo responsibility.
Great. What are the characteristics that you think defines a great firm today?
Well, I think that first and foremost, as will come as no surprise, a great firm is one who treats all of its employees equally, pays them equally, provides equal work across the board, and secondly, one that does its best to provide a flexible working environment, again, for all employees, certainly for women who bear the child-bearing responsibility, and many times the child-caring responsibility, but as we're seeing more and more often, also to men who like to participate in that. So flexibility to have children, help in the care of children, and to not have it be counted against one's ascent up the ladder. So it's equal work, flexibility, and I think willingness to really help guide younger members of the firm as they move on in their career path, a willingness to guide and to teach.
Speaking of mentoring, could you tell us what the top piece of professional advice is that you've gotten from a mentor and whether you think that advice still applies?
Well, you know, I didn't really have a mentor per se. I had my father. We worked in different cities, so clearly he was the strongest professional influence on me. And I guess that what I would say I did receive was the combination of having the opportunity to watch many very fine lawyers at work and also the opportunity to watch a lot of people make a lot of mistakes. And what I had discerned and distilled from that were a couple of things. First of all, I think that you've got to work hard. There is no substitute for hard work. And I think that anybody who deludes his or herself into thinking that is in for a rude awakening. I think that it's very important to never lose your integrity and to remember at all times that your professional reputation is your most important asset. And thirdly, whatever you do, always make sure that you have your sense of humor with you. I think it is a great leveler.
And great advice.
Out of a very difficult situation from time to time.
Leslie, one last question, and that is, what is the thing that you make time for in your daily life that helps keep you refreshed and positive?
Well, I think that that presumes that I am either one on any given day, but I try to exercise every day to get some type of exercise. I walk every day. I have a dog, so I walk about 3 miles every day and do some other exercise. And I am a great reader. There is nothing like escaping into a book, especially, but magazines, newspaper, or whatever. It is my favorite pastime. And I spend a lot of time during this season, which is the spring and summer, in my garden. It truly nourishes my soul.
Wonderful. Leslie Miller, thank you so much for taking time to be part of Inspired By.
My pleasure. I look forward to